Now we have a story about trolls. Not the kind you find on the internet, nor quite exactly the kind you'd find under a bridge in a fairy tale. You might find these trolls in coastal Maine, or Kentucky, or Puerto Rico, or South Korea. These giant trolls by the Danish artist Thomas Dambo have been called magical and otherworldly, and they're made out of recycled wood. Here's NPR's Elizabeth Blair. Yeah.
In the woods at the Coastal Maine Botanical Gardens, a small army of, let's call them Geppettos and hoodies, are building a giant.
Pete, you think Scott could cut some?
Perched on scaffolding, using jigsaws and screw guns, they're making the giant troll's skin by fastening hundreds of pieces of wood onto a huge interior frame. The troll's feet alone are almost as tall as I am. Artist Thomas Dambo designed 5 trolls for the garden's more than 300 acres.
And then I always look for for locations that has a little bit of different feelings. So one that's close to the water and one that's deep in the woods and one that's like next to the lake and one that's like down and up and in and out. So like to try and give people a good experience when they then walk around in the forest and find my art, because it's not really only about my art, it's also a lot about that experience you get when you walk around in nature and in the forest.
Dambo also wants to show people what you can do with trash. He says most of the recycled wood he uses comes from thrown-out shipping pallets, which he finds all over the world.
You can just get all the pallets you want. You can just go down the interstate and then look at some big factory, and then you can just go and ring their doorbell, and then they'll have 500 pallets out the back that you can have. And there's so many, and they'll just lay there and rot, or they'll get burned or something, so... So for me, though, they're like a nice medium to work to make art in, because I'm not creating any trash. I'm just using other people's trash and then rearranging it a little bit.
Rearranging is an understatement. Dambo's trolls are not just huge. They're sculptures designed with so much imagination and whimsy, they've become social media stars. One lounges with his hands behind his head. Another uses a car for an armrest. Dambo gives them names like Sneaky Socks and Leo the Enlightened.
I like to think that my trolls are like alive, and now I probably sound a little bit crazy.
Dambo figures he'll make about 18 trolls this year in the U.S., Europe, Australia, and Asia. He says he can't keep up with the requests. He was supposed to make trolls for the Tokyo Olympics and Burning Man. Both plans were scrapped in the pandemic. But this fairy tale does have its villains. In 2018, Dambo made a troll for an arts festival in Breckenridge, Colorado. At about 15 feet high, Isaac Hartstone had a gentle smile on his face as he stacked rocks on the side of a hiking trail. Dambo says Isaac was inspired by the region's history of breaking up the ground to mine for gold.
And then the story talks about that Isaac Hartstone is trying to build a new little mountain because he's sad the other mountain has been broken down. And so I made a little story about this.
There was so much excitement around just how cool he was and how well he actually fit into our scenery and our environment.
But, says Haley Littleton, a spokesperson for the town of Breckenridge, Isaac Hartstone's popularity became a problem.
We essentially had thousands of visitors a day on some of our busy weekends coming up there and, really having an issue with parking and trash.
Neighbors complained. In winter, people slipped on the ice going to see the troll. Dambo was following the drama from Denmark.
Of course, I don't want people to get hurt, but in Denmark, it's we have another view on insurance and liability. So in Denmark, if you hike a mountain in the middle of winter, it's your own fault if it's slippery and you just fall on the ice.
That's not how it works in the U.S. Eventually, the town council of Breckenridge voted. Isaac Hartstone had to go.
I get a phone call in the middle of the night saying, now they're going to take down the sculpture. And then I'm like, okay, well, that's really a shame. And they're like, we can find a new place for it. But we have to take it down now because there's an uprising and people are protesting that they're taking down the sculpture. Then I'm like, oh, it's out of my hands. I can't do anything.
To avoid an outcry, the town kept the day of Isaac Hartstone's destruction by chainsaw a secret.
Hartstone, he used to live on the stone, but the government just didn't want to leave him alone. Now he's
it was just such a crazy story, and I didn't know how to cope with it. So what we did was that me and two of my friends, we made a reggae song that's called Isaac Hartstone Killed by the Government.
he's evicted from home, stripped to the bone. But nobody like Isaac, just leave him alone. He used to live on the stone.
Eventually, a troll task force found a new location for Isaac Hartstone and brought Dambo back to rebuild.
He has many, many, many infinite ideas in his head all the time.
Artist Mark Rivera first met Dambo in Puerto Rico. Dambo was building a troll in a parking lot across the street from Rivera's home. Now Rivera's part of his crew. He says another one of Dambo's ideas is to involve the community where he makes his art. In 2014, Dambo made Hector the Protector on the island of Culebra. He sat on the water's edge with a rock in his hand.
And he's just grabbing a rock and throwing it at whoever wants to, you know, invade the island.
But Hector didn't survive Hurricane Maria.
Things in Culebra were really, really, really bad after the hurricane.
Dambo launched a GoFundMe campaign to return to Culebra and rebuild Hector in the same spot. And he invited the island's community to help out.
Local fishermen that helped us out with scavenging wood. There was like a school, and you had the children come, and they made a necklace for the troll.
The new Hector holds a lantern with a solar panel so boats can see the coastline during a storm.
It's kind of like became like an icon to the island now. And, you know, a lot of people love him for that.
Back at the Coastal Maine Botanical Gardens, Dambo hopes these trolls are attractive enough to get people away from their screens and out of their house.
I like to use my sculptures as a mechanism to show people wild nature, because why would people care about protecting nature if they are not connected to it and not reminded that it's there?
In Thomas Dambo's fairy tales, giant trolls are the heroes protecting the planet, and humans are the little people. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.